Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
What makes a politician charismatic? Well, Rosario Signorello studied that question at the Voice Center for Medicine and the Arts at UCLA and says it's the voice. He looked at the voice profiles of four presidential candidates and this week presented his findings at the annual conference of the Acoustical Society of America, who knew, in Salt Lake City. And Rosario, you found that while the candidates may say very different things, there are similarities in the way they say them?
Yeah, we found similarities across genders and between the two political orientations. And we found out that when leaders address a diverse audience, they widen their vocal pitch range, which means that they use several different pitches from very low to very high, because they have to diversify their speeches and they have to fit everyone's expectation of what a charismatic voice is and how a charismatic leader sounds.
Well, hold on a second, because you say, for instance, and you're looking at wavelengths and things like that, so you're really seeing this, but you talked, for instance, about Donald Trump speaking before a huge rally with, you know, thousands of people and how he really had to speak more firmly and more loudly because they in that big room wanted to see a big leader, right? You know,
yes.
It's sort of like they're feeling like a big group. They want a big leader. Well, isn't that interpreting something in a way that may not be true? I mean, he may just be speaking loudly because it's a big room and you forget you have a microphone. You feel you have to speak loudly to reach everyone. But you say it's actually to sort of almost blow yourself up to meet a big crowd's expectations.
Yes, it is. And we found during the entire speech, from the beginning to the end of the speech, the modulation of the vocal characteristics variates enormously. So it's not just about the huge arena. It's also about the persuasive goals that he has. And the persuasive goals are convincing everyone that he is the best candidate and producing a vocal pattern that all the different subgroups that are in the audience at the moment when he speaks would like what they hear.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of the blustering leader for people who want that, and there's a little bit more toned down for people who want that. And you say,
yes.
You know, these are almost like vocal tricks. Some would say they're what makes a good politician. Well, let's listen to a little. Here's some of the sound that you listened to from Hillary Clinton kicking off her campaign in New York in June of 2015.
She doesn't expect anything to come easy, but she did ask me what more can be done so it isn't quite so hard for families like hers. I want to be her champion and your champion.
So what are you hearing there, Doctor?
So, as you can hear, she changes her voice quality from a model voice quality, which is the normal voice quality we normally use, to a quite creaky and, as someone else calls, vocal fry quality. And she decreases dramatically the pitch of her frequency when she says hard in this sentence. In terms of how she wants to appear, she clearly uses a strategy to put in the same sentence different characteristics of her personality. At the end of the sentence, when she dramatically drops the vocal pitch and she uses creakiness in her voice, she completely changes her persuasive goal and she wants to be perceived as a different type of leader, as a strong leader, when she talks about how hard it could be for a woman to achieve something.
So there's Hillary Clinton. But I'm wondering, Bernie Sanders, I've seen him, you know, speak. He feels as if he's always kind of the same speech. So I want to hear what you think of his. Let's listen.
The greed, the recklessness, and the illegal behavior of Wall Street drove this economy to its knees.
Rosario, it feels as if it stays at one note and one intensity.
No, I do not agree at all. In this sentence, it's very clear that Mr. Sanders has an extremely varied vocal performance. So, for example, in this given sentence, Mr. Sanders voluntarily increases the duration of a word. For example, greed, recklessness, illegal, and knees. So Mr. Sanders used what we call hyperarticulation, which is an exaggeration of the pronunciation. And the duration, as I said, is longer.
Well, and you said it's not always that elevated. And you're right. I mean, let's listen to just a little of another clip from the same speech with a different tone.
Because the powers that be, Wall Street with their endless supply of money, corporate America, the large campaign donors, are so powerful that no president can do what has to be done alone.
Now there he sounds more like he does in interviews.
Yes, true. In that case, he has a very flat vocal pitch. So in this case, Sanders, he wants to be perceived as a more competent leader. He lowers his vocal pitch. He uses a pretty much flat pitch contour or intonation, and he speaks slowly compared to the other example.
Well, let's go to Donald Trump now. Here he is at a February rally in Sparks, Nevada.
I will be, by the way, the greatest jobs-producing president that God ever created.
So what are you hearing as an acoustical researcher?
So here in this sentence, the higher modulation of his voice is fundamental. Even if he would have said something completely with no meaning, he would have aroused that cheer.
So he could have said, and I am telling you, these are the greatest clouds that have ever been above us. And he might have aroused something, some feeling in people. It's the pitch.
Yes, it's the modulation of the voice, modulation of the pitch. And in this case, it's very important. And you see the reaction of the people.
Yeah, and let's listen to another comment from that same rally that you studied.
I love those people. They're my people. I love them. But I won with less than highly.
Rosario Signorello, again, a voice scientist. Much has been made about how Donald Trump sounds like people sound. That's one of his appeals. Whereas others do sound like candidates who are thinking about what they're saying, maybe too much for a lot of people. What are you hearing as a researcher? Are you hearing somebody who's just saying what he's saying, or are you hearing the brain at work?
Spontaneity is, of course, a particularity of Mr. Trump. In this sentence, we hear modulation of the pitch, particularly when he talks about his people. He has a very dramatic switch to a very high vocal pitch.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're my people. And when he has to say that he wants something, he wants to show dominance. So he dramatically decreases the vocal pitch, and a very low vocal pitch has been shown by our studies, but a lot of our studies too, as a sign of showing dominance.
That's Rosario Signorello, a voice scientist at UCLA who studied the acoustic voice profiles of this year's presidential candidates. Rosario, doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.